Hi there. The word for today is stick with it. James 5 and 11 we read, "We praise the ones who endured the most." Observe these six important things about the quality of persistence. Number one, you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. Number two, the first two letters in the word goal, G-O-A-L, are go. Number three, some people dream of doing great things. Others wake up and actually do them. Number four, anybody who brags about what they're going to do tomorrow probably did the same thing yesterday. Number five, you'll never be what you ought to be until you're doing what you ought to be doing. And six, if you're having trouble thinking outside the box, well, it's time to get out of the box. When Lester Wunderman was fired from his advertising job, he felt like he still had a lot to learn from the head of the agency, Max Sackheim. So, the next morning, he went back to his office and continued working as he always had, talking to co-workers and clients, and sitting in on meetings, all without pay. Well, Sackheim ignored him for a month. Finally, he walked up to Wunderman and said, "Okay, you win." I never saw a man who wanted a job more than he wanted money. Well, guess what? Wunderman went on to be one of the most successful advertising men of the century. He's credited with having invented pre-printed newspaper inserts, plus subscription cards like those that were used for decades by Time Life Books and the Columbia Record Club. Ideas that produced countless millions of dollars in profits. Now, advertising may not be your thing, but action must be. What are you willing to do to achieve your dream? Work without pay? Refuse to quit? Here's the word for you today. Success belongs to those who trust God and stick with it.